Congressman Bill Huizinga, Michigan's 2nd Congressional District, calls himself a fiscal and social conservative, was one of those Republican freshmen who joined Democrats in voting to strip future funding for the new fighter jet engine, a program that had been backed by Speaker Boehner.
It was a difficult vote, frankly. I have a facility in my district that supplies parts. It's a GE facility, supplies parts in for that potential engine. And knowing that it could potentially, you know, impact my district, I needed to step beyond that and do what I felt was the right thing.
What was it like to cast one of your first really well-publicized votes and go against the leader of your party, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner?
Yeah, you know, he has been very good about allowing people to go do what they think is the right thing. I would highly suspect he didn't think I made the right choice. I'm a fiscal and social conservative. I mean, that's who I am. I'm not here to just just show up and follow a party line.
And where else do you take a look at this budget and see where cuts ought to be made?
My general philosophy as we've been going through this process, if it is not impacting troops' ability on the ground to keep themselves or us safe, and it actually is a reduction of some sort, I have been voting for it. In a way, it was sort of good, I think, that it was defense cuts first. that sort of shuts down the whole argument of, well, you know, you're going to cut everything, but you know, those sort of quote-unquote traditional Republican programs. We have a $1.3 trillion deficit for the year. We haven't solved it, and we're not going to solve it with one vote or in this year. What has to happen is we have to have a fundamental change in the trajectory of spending in Washington. That's going to take time. We're on a battleship. We're not on a Boston whaler. You know, it's going to take some time to turn the wheel and to see that ship of state nose around. Now, I think we need some very demonstrable benchmarks of progress. Where are we going? And we need to be able to point those out. And we have to make the case. We have to make the case with the American people.
You're one of those representatives who
yeah,
live down in your
yep,
office
yep,
three
yep,
nights
I am.
A week,
yep,
right?
Yep. Yeah.
Why?
Well, a couple of there's the practical, and then there's also the symbolic. And I'm following a gentleman, Pete Hoekstra, who very famously slept on his couch for 18 years when he was out here. And this is the God's honest truth. The three most commonly asked questions when I was out on the campaign trail: one, what are you going to do about health care? Two, what are you going to do about the deficit? Three, are you going to sleep on your couch like Pete did? So back home, there's in many ways an expectation out of them that I'm going to live frugally. You know, they want to see that in my own personal life. Guess what? I've discovered that makes them much more comfortable when they hand their dollars over to us to go spend it. So there is that symbolic element. So
you're in Washington how many days a week? Is it generally?
Yeah, I mean we're usually here four. And a couple of weeks we'll be here three, and a couple of weeks we might be here five. That means two evenings or three evenings, practically a week. But what I was starting to say is, you know, the practical element is, you know, I've got to pack it every night that I'm requested to go through. You know, whether it's reading, signing letters, memos that I need to get back on, co-sponsorship of bills. So I usually get back to the office somewhere between 10 and 11 and put in an hour or hour and a half of work. And then I'm up and usually out of here by 6:15.
Here's a question that I want to raise about the work day, the work week that you describe. The whole idea of representative democracy is that you are supposed to come here from Michigan, and you're supposed to meet people from all over the country, and you're supposed to talk with each other and treat with each other and exchange ideas and maybe change your mind. When you just spend 3 days a week at the Capitol, if you're sleeping in the office, are you, with your life so anchored to your district, are you fulfilling what representative democracy is supposed to be, which is making yourself open to changing your ideas?
Oh, absolutely.
Working with others.
Yeah, sure. I don't see that being a conflict at all. I really don't. It's more about attitude than geography, frankly. It's about whether you're going to be able to go in and work with people who you may or may not agree with, and regardless of party affiliation. You know, and again, when I'm here, I'm working my tail off. You know, I've got my attention on Washington. When I'm back home, I still have my attention on two things, you know, my district and my family. So there's no pure way of doing this. And again, I think it's a very personal decision for people. It works great for some people who move their families out here. It works great for some people who decide to commute. I think it's more important, what are you doing between 6 a.m. and midnight to make sure that you're achieving those goals that you're talking about?
Bill Heisigam represents Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. Thanks very much for letting us into your office.
Well, I appreciate that, and you are welcome back anytime.